This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
War is here. The root. The root's on fire on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. Welcome to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. No other show like it on American TV. I speak from the heart and I shoot from the hip. It's a combination you don't see on TV. No notes. No scripts. No anything. No teleprompter. No assistants running around telling me what to say. I pick my own stories. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A and on Newsmax TV and on USA Radio. In the immortal words of John Wick, if you want peace, prepare for war. And this show prepares you for war, baby. Trump has engraved envelopes hand-delivered to Democrats with a screw you letter to Pelosi inside. Excuse the language, but that's the nice way of saying it. You know, I'm from New York, and I believe you'd be nice to everybody until the moment they screw you, and then you screw them back 20 times harder. And that's how Trump thinks. We think alike. That's why my new book will be coming out soon, Trump Rules. I understand the man. I get inside his head, and I understand exactly where he's coming from. You know, I mean, I am nice to you till the moment you attack me with a gun, then I bring a shotgun. And if you bring a shotgun, I bring an Uzi. And if you bring an Uzi, I bring a shoulder-fired missile. And if you bring a missile, I bring a nuclear weapon. You know, but I'm going to win the fight. I guarantee you. I'm bringing the weapon to the party that has the most firepower to win the fight. We're talking verbally, of course. We're not talking actual weapons here and murdering people. Make sure you understand that. But my point is, Trump and I both hit back hard. If you don't hit me, I don't hit you. But if you hit me, I'm going to win. So I love it when Trump does things like this. You may call it non-presidential. All the great economic news is out. He's presidential. He can say anything he wants when he produces results like he's producing. So the White House on Wednesday dispatched staffers to head up to the Capitol, and they brought with them beautiful Christmas cards with hand-drawn calligraphy on them. And inside the envelopes addressed to lawmakers, in addition to a Christmas card, were copies of President Trump's brutal takedown letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And this is a tweet from Chris Murphy, United States Senator, Democrat, Connecticut, one of the worst Trump haters. He tweeted out, true story, there's a White House staffer going around the Senate delivering to each office as a package a scathing Pelosi letter and, wait for it, a giant White House Christmas card. The White House staffers made sure they had one for Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, too. Chris Murphy tweeted out, I'm going to start making that my new Christmas tradition, send out my Christmas cards with an attached screw-off letter listing all my grievances for the year. And here's what Trump wrote in the letter, highlights of his letter to Nancy Pelosi. You are the ones interfering in America's elections. You are the ones subverting America's democracy. You are the ones obstructing justice. This is nothing more than an illegal, partisan, attempted coup, I think witch hunt and coup, that will be based on recent sentiment, badly fail at the voting booth. You are not just after me as president, you're after the entire Republican Party, and history will judge you harshly as you proceed with this impeachment charade. I have no doubt the American people hold you and Democrats fully responsible in the upcoming election. They will not soon forgive your perversion of justice and abuse of power. And then he finished with, you are offending Americans of faith, because Nancy Pelosi said she prays for Trump every night. You are offending Americans of faith when you say, I pray for the president, when you know this statement is not true, unless it's meant in a negative sense, meaning Pelosi and Nadler and all of them, Schumer, Adam Schiff, I guarantee you every night, if they believe in God, which I think most of them don't, if they were to believe in God, or maybe they pray down below, they pray to the devil, or they pray to some nasty religion, that I never heard of, you know, that's practiced in some terrible country. But either way, they probably pray for Trump's death or impeachment or removal or arrest. And Trump said, he finished with, it's a terrible thing you're doing, but you will have to live with it, not I. And so that was hand-delivered in a beautiful Christmas card to every member of the Senate and some select members of the House. Meanwhile, just to show you why I think this whole thing is such a joke, and Trump can be as vicious and brutal as he wants, first of all, you're allowed to be brutal back. It's what I'm trying to explain about New Yorkers. We don't ever hurt you, but if you try and stab me in the back, then I'm going to hit back harder than you ever imagined, harder than you ever hit. I'm going to finish the job that you started. So there's nothing, the bad guy is the one who starts it. The bad guy is the one who finishes it. But in any case, this is why Democrats hate Trump so much. New CNN polls out. CNN. U.S. economy receives the highest rating in nearly 20 years. The U.S. economy earned its highest ratings as the year comes to a close in almost two decades, potentially boosting President Donald Trump in matchups against Democrats in next year's election. This is according to a CNN poll conducted by SSRS. Overall, how about this one? 76% of Americans rate economic conditions in the U.S. today as very good or somewhat good. 76% say the economy is good or great. And at this time last year, it was 67%. So he's up almost 10 points over last year. All right, and this is the highest in almost 20 years. Almost all Republicans say the economy is great. 97% of Republicans say the economy is great. 75% of independents say the economy is great. 62% of Democrats say the economy is great. And it's up in every one of those categories versus last year. 97% of Republicans last year, 91% said the economy is great. 62% of independents a year ago, now 75%. 47% of Democrats a year ago, now 62%. And looking ahead, 7 of 10 Americans expect the economy to be in good shape a year from now. You know what that means? 70% think the economy is going to be good. You know what that means? Trump's a shoo-in for re-election, as long as the economy stays solid. And meanwhile, the greatest stock market rally in U.S. history continues. We hit an all-time high again today. 123rd time since Trump was elected that we hit an all-time high in the stock market. And it's up more than, the Dow is up more than 10,000 points since the 2016 election. This president could be the greatest economic president of all time. Certainly one of the greatest. And certainly the greatest since Reagan. But I think he's better than Reagan in many ways. And I loved Reagan. Reagan was my hero. You know, but all I could tell you is Trump is Reagan squared, you know. And the Trump campaign and the GOP raises $10 million in 48 hours after Pelosi's impeachment. Wednesday night, House Democrats voted to impeach Trump. And Pelosi said he's impeached forever. This lasts forever. Meanwhile, the Republicans raised $10 million in 48 hours. Great, great record. And the Republican National Committee's Rona McDaniel touts the fundraising prowess. She says the RNC has never raised this much money ever headed into a presidential election. She is the Republican National Committee chairwoman, Rona McDaniel. And she said the RNC has reached an all-time record by raising $20.6 million for the month of November. $20 million in the month of November. We've never raised this much money heading into a presidential election. And in the past 48 hours, we've raised $10 million. And a lot of them are coming from small donors and online donors. And that could be why the reaction to that is New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, Democrat, signs a bill allowing illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses. So you know I'm going to go off on this one, right? The only reason any Democrat gives driver's licenses to illegal aliens is because when they walk up to vote, they've got a driver's license. Therefore, they've got ID. Therefore, they can vote. This is what gets you to automatically vote in New Jersey, New York, California, and other liberal states. They're trying to steal elections with illegal aliens voting. There's no question. So, President Trump, what's your answer to this? You've got to do something to stop this. Number one, I've said this on many shows, you need voter ID for federal elections. It's crazy. We're the only country in the world that asks for no ID to vote. In African nations, they have ID. In Haiti, they have ID. In Mexico, you have to give a picture and a thumbprint on an identification card provided by the federal government. If it isn't racist against Mexicans in Mexico, how could it be racist against Mexicans in America? This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There's no racism involved. It's not about voter suppression. It's about making sure that elections are free and fair. It's about making sure there isn't foreign interference in American elections, which Democrats claim they care so much about. Well, isn't the ultimate foreign interference letting millions of foreigners illegally in the country vote? Isn't foreign interference having Mexico send millions of physical bodies to America and El Salvador and Guatemala and all the other countries down there send physical bodies to America and Democrats allowing them to vote? Isn't that the definition of foreign interference in American elections? So President Trump, there's got to be voter ID, number one. Number two, failing that, there's got to be an executive order that says English is the language of America and English is the language of voting. And you can only vote in one language, English. And on top of that, a new executive order, I'll be writing this up in a column soon, a new executive order that says that if you use official government documents to vote and you're a non-citizen, you are going to jail, and when you get out of jail, you're immediately deported out of the country. These are the things you got to do to scare the bejesus out of voter fraud. All these illegal aliens illegally voting on behalf of the Democrat Party. You've got to scare them away from voting. That's not voter suppression. I don't voter suppress any American citizen. But you're damn right I'm going to stop people from voting who are illegally in the United States of America. Every polling place in America should have ICE personnel on site on election day from morning to night with clear uniforms that say ICE and Border Patrol on them. And let's see who's willing to walk in and illegally vote, when if you do that, you will be immediately arrested and deported out of the country for the crime of being a non-citizen using government documents to vote. That's the way you hold fair and free elections, untainted by foreign interference in the United States of America. I hope you're watching tonight, President Trump. This is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. Ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage, or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Hey, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, your warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. I fight for cops, not criminals. This show comes to you from the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. Now, on yesterday's show, I promised you I'd come back today and tell you if my prediction was right. My predictions are almost always right. I must be in the 99th percentile. No one has ever hit predictions like I have on national TV. I guess that's why Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon and Rachel Maddow hate me so much and make fun of me and call me a conspiracy theorist, because everything I say turns out to be true. And they only mention the three that aren't true, and they skip the 3,000 that are right. So I said last night, whoever put together the Democrat National Convention, Democrat presidential debate, last night, Thursday night, is an idiot or an atheist, doesn't appreciate Christmas. Nobody's watching. You have holidays, you have shopping, you have parties. Nobody in the days before Christmas is watching a Democrat debate. What a stupid time to schedule it. And so it was the sixth Democrat debate back in 2015 with Trump in the first Republican debate. 24 million people watched, all-time record. In this election cycle, 18 million have watched one debate for the Democrats on June 27th. The debate last night drew 6.1 million viewers, the lowest one by far of this year. Isn't that exactly what I predicted? Exactly. And by the way, when it's down to, what, seven people, I think, were in this debate? When it's down to seven, you would think it'd be much more interesting versus the stupidity of having like 18, 20 people on a stage and each one gets in one sentence before you have to go to the next one. That's like, it's like watching a tennis match, right? He's hitting the ball. You're watching back and forth. Your head's bouncing around watching 20 people do two sentences each, and the next guy goes, this is seven people. That's reasonable. Should make for a much better debate. What did I predict last night? Nobody would be watching. They're a bunch of boring socialists. And you could predict every word they're going to say. Give everything away. Let all the illegals in. Open the borders. Tax all those terrible rich people. Kill business owners. Hang them. Give them the electric chair. It's pretty obvious what they're all going to say. And so, sure enough, they said all those things, and nobody watched. Nobody's watching the Democrats. I predicted right again. So, one of the things they said, if you heard my commentary to lead off the show, Joe Biden was asked, would you give up, you know, hundreds of thousands of jobs, good blue-collar, high-paying jobs, to have a green economy? And he, oh, yes! Yes, emphatically, Joe Biden. And so, that was idiotic comment number one. Idiotic comment number two was Mayor Pete. He wants to give reparations. Now, get this. You think I'm going to say reparations to black people, right? Because that's what the Democratic Party's all been screaming, reparations to black people. And every one of them wants to give reparations to black people, every single Democrat candidate. But Mayor Pete wants to one-up them. He wants to give reparations to illegal aliens. You can't believe this is true. You come to my country illegally. You break into the country. You commit a crime by breaking in. Then you steal ID to work here. That's a crime. And you send your kids to my schools. You make my schools unlivable. You make your schools, no rich people send their kids to school anymore, public school. They send them to private school. Why? Because they don't want their kids going to school with a bunch of illegal aliens. And they know their kids are going to learn nothing in the classroom because you got to stop every minute to repeat it in Spanish. So only middle-class people's children's lives are being ruined by this illegal immigration invasion. Rich people's lives aren't changed. They don't live near them and they don't send their kids to school near them. And they eat at fancy restaurants every night. And by the way, I know. Okay, I'm not rich. I'm upper middle class. I'm a successful small businessman. And I'm on this, you know, a smaller network, Newsmax, and a smaller network, USA Radio. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I'm not super rich. But I go out to eat every night in Las Vegas. That's my joy in life, is going out to eat. I love going out to a nice restaurant. And in those restaurants, I never see illegal aliens. I see nothing but rich people. There are no illegal aliens there, and a lot of those rich people are liberal. They don't go out where illegal aliens are. They don't eat at McDonald's. They're all hypocrites. They're liars. I used to live in a beautiful country club until a year ago called Anthem Country Club in Henderson. My neighbor was Harry Reid. We had walls around us, and to get in, you had to go by armed guards, and you had to show physical voter, not voter, but government-issued ID. You know, the same thing they say is racist if you ask for it at the voting booth. It's voter suppression. So isn't that country club suppression? You don't get in? If you're a gardener, you can't get in without ID. They all have ID, don't they? So now he wants reparations for illegal aliens. Could cost Americans up to $2.2 trillion. You, the American taxpayer, who have been harmed by illegals, they've murdered your children, they've driven drunk and killed us in accidents, they've raped, they've carjacked, and most importantly, they've just bankrupted the whole country. $22 trillion in national debt. How much of it's from illegals? And the prison system, and the court system, and the cops. Illegals have cost us trillions of dollars, and he wants to fine you and tax you to pay them reparations because they broke illegally into our country.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now!
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Central Texas are declining to release major details following the arrest of a woman in connection with the disappearance of a mother and child. Austin Police Chief Brian Manley with the charges that have been filed.
We do have one person that has been arrested and charged. The charges that have been filed at this point are two charges of kidnapping and one charge of tampering with a corpse.
President Trump is accepting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's invitation to deliver the State of the Union address on February 4th. Another item of business for the president before heading off to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, the president signing the National Defense Authorization Act for the fiscal year 2020, which means no government shutdown. And a military investigation found hand gestures at the Army-Navy football game last week were not racist signals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We'll be right back.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so we got Bubba on national TV. You asked for it. He's so big that he's almost bigger than me now. Bubba, say hi to everybody. All right, Bubba, say hi. Now say bye. There you go. Take him. Bye, Bubba. Bubba's leaving. That was a little tiny puppy 4 months ago. Oh, my God. I almost broke my back lifting him up. I don't know what he weighs. He must be close to 75 pounds now. But he is huge. If you just saw that on TV, that was Bubba the puppy. We talk about him all the time. And we put him on national TV for you. All right. I promised you that I would take calls for the second half of the show and then the whole show on Monday. So we shall do that today. I did want to mention real quick, an Iowa man has been sentenced to 16 years in prison for setting fire to an LGBTQ flag. For those who don't know what LGBTQ is, it's a gay flag. It's a gay pride flag. And to be honest with you, if you're going to say, if liberals say there's no crime in setting fire to an American flag, then why would there be 16 years in prison for setting fire to a gay pride flag? It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And this poor guy, I mean, he's a pathetic loser, right? And he's been in jail before, and he was drunk, and he ran out of a strip club, it appears, and he grabbed a flag at a nearby church, a gay flag, brought it back to the strip club, set it on fire, and they're giving him 16 years in prison because they're calling it a hate crime. Because he grabbed the flag and set it on fire because, obviously, he hates gay people. It was an attack on gay people. That's a hate crime, and he's a multiple offender, so he gets more charges piled on, so he's been sentenced to 16 years in prison. And you and I both know that someone could light an American flag on fire right in front of you and me, and they get nothing. Because liberals say that's free speech. So isn't it free speech to set fire to a gay pride flag? I wouldn't do it. I think it's a terrible thing to do. But it's even more terrible to set fire to an American flag. And there should be a law, and we should make it illegal, and people should serve time in prison for setting fire to American flags. I'm not worried about gay flags or any other flag. How about if I was flying a Republican flag, and some liberal came along, grabbed it, ran down the street, and set it on fire. Would they be charged with stealing because they ran away a block with it? And setting it on fire would be a hate crime, and they'd go to jail for 16 years for a dumb stunt because they were drunk? No! Our country is out of control with stupidity. And this isn't just stupidity. This is, I don't know what you call, giving someone 16 years in jail. Murderers don't get 16 years in jail. He made a silly stunt, and it was wrong. And it was stupid, and it was abusive and offensive. I get that. I wouldn't set fire to a gay flag or anybody's flag. But, you know, to give him 16 years in jail is absolutely horrifying. I think a lawyer should take this case pro bono, a major law firm, and try and get this guy's sentence commuted, because I've never heard of such an outrageous sentence in my life. And I don't think someone should get 16 years for burning an American flag. They shouldn't get nothing, but they should get a year. And maybe time served, they only get 6 months for burning American flag. That would teach them a lesson. All right, let's take some callers. Mary Rose on line two, one of my longtime favorites, a nice lady. Merry Christmas, Mary Rose. Love to have you on. How are you?
Thank you so much. I wanted to wish you, your family, and your beautiful fiancé, Cindy, a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And Bubba, Chris, don't forget Bubba.
Yes, I was just going to say, my two-year-old Scotty Badu, he is one of your fans, and he's been waiting to see Bubba,
and he did. Tonight. Yeah.
And he's excited. He's adorable.
How is your husband, the trucker, Mary Rose?
He's going along. I mean, you know, what are you going to say? You know, the older you get, there's no future in it.
Yeah. What's his first name?
Rick.
Please say hi to Rick for me, please.
I will.
Tell him I said Merry Christmas. And as usual,
Merry Christmas.
I know it's holiday time. It's tough for you because of the loss of your son, but I still want to say happy holidays. Merry Christmas. You're still in America. It's still better than any other country in the world, although we've got to get you out of Chicago, right? You got to get a more Republican red state, right?
Yeah, well, you know what? I wish I had the greenbacks, but...
Yeah, the money to get out. Yeah. If you had the money to get out, you would leave Illinois, would you not?
Yeah, maybe not Illinois, but somewhere else being out of Cook County, put it that way.
Yes, you might stay in Illinois, but you'd leave Chicago is what you're saying, Cook County.
Yeah, because I'm right outside of Chicago, yeah.
How do you feel, real quick, how do you feel about the impeachment? Tell everyone in America how a real American feels about this impeachment.
It's a joke. It's just a joke. And they're all going to get mud in their face. Okay? The man did nothing wrong.
Right. Nothing.
And they're all just going to have mud in their face. They're just worried, you know, that an outsider came in, interrupted all their corruptness.
Right.
And, you know, and then the illegal thing, I was watching it the other day. When they go in for a driver's license, when they punch it in, they know if these people had orders that to be deported. But yet they still get driver's licenses.
Oh, and they're still going to vote. They should be deported. They committed crimes. They're felons. They've stolen ID. They've broken into the country. Some of them are really bad felons. And they're going to vote. This is so outrageous. This is the only way Democrats can win elections. And why are we such cowards that we let them do it? No one's stopping them.
Right.
Makes no sense.
Well, you know what? I think that's how Obama got elected.
Of course. Of course. And also,
don't
ever forget, I've said it before on TV, but it's been a couple of years. In 2012, he was reelected with a scam. He used the government to go, used the government agency, the IRS, to harass and hound and intimidate and destroy a lot of big-time activists and fundraisers and Tea Party leaders helping to defeat him, and he destroyed their lives, including me, tried to destroy me. That is using the government to steal an election. That's what Obama did. All right, Mary Rose, thank you for the call. Merry Christmas. Very sweet lady. Don't hang up because Chris wants to talk to you for a minute, so don't go anywhere. Let's take Augie in Florida. Augie, line one, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Hi. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you.
Listen, I want to tell you something. The Republicans ought to be thankful that they have a man like the president that we have. He taught these people how to fight.
Right.
They used to stick their heads in the sand like ostriches. We had the House. We had everything. We had Paul Ryan that did nothing. And you had Crybaby Bannon, who now runs pot farms. So here we got a president that's sticking up for everybody. He's done more things in the past four presidents did in 3 years that they did in 30 years. So I don't know how the heck anybody could vote for any Democrat. It has nothing to do that they're Democrat.
Augie?
It's got to do that. Yes.
Do I detect a New York accent there?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, right. See, you're a fighter like me and Trump. So you're from New York, and you don't take crap from anybody, and you appreciate a fighter, and so do I. I like Trump. I think he's great, and the more he hits back, the more I love it. I love it. Forget this presidential BS. He's as presidential as I ever want to see. He's the president I want to see.
Listen, Mr. Root, I used to work for a guy by the name of Bo Deal, and we did a couple of bodyguard jobs for Trump. So I know him. He's a great guy. And he's good for this country. And look what all the things that he's done. He says what he's going to do, and you know what?
He doesn't.
That's what they hate.
Hey, let me ask you something. You brought up a name from the past, Bo Deal. Wasn't he an ex-cop, a detective, and he turned into a private eye or something like that?
He's one of the biggest private eyes that you had in New York City. God bless him.
Yeah.
He ran for mayor, but he didn't make it.
And he worked with IMUS for a while, right? Didn't he work for IMUS?
Oh, yeah, IMUS. Yeah,
there we go. All right, Augie, thank you for the call. Merry Christmas, my fellow New Yorker. All right. I love New Yorkers. I'm sorry. The average person doesn't get it. You're from Iowa. You're from Mississippi. You're from Michigan. You're all wonderful people, but you think New Yorkers are mean and nasty. No, they're not. We're all like Trump. We're the best friend you'll ever have. We're the most loyal people you ever have. But if you stab us in the back, you don't want to do that to us because we are going to make you pay. You're going to feel pain, let me tell you. And so you are either loyal and you're a good friend or you are an enemy. There's no in-between when you're from New York. And that's what we learn on the streets of New York. And we also learn how you deal with bad guys. You hit them much harder than they ever hit you. And they all turn into little cowards and they turn into little wussies and they sing, please don't hurt me. The big tough bullies, when you bully them back, become little sissies, little wussies. And let me tell you something. I learned it on the streets of New York. Nobody ever screwed with me again after they tried it the first few times, and they beat me the first few times. Then I learned, and then they never beat me again, and they wish they had never screwed with me. Trust me, that's how you got to live your life. And Trump's doing it as president. It's like a dream come true. No one's ever done something like this. It's fabulous for America. And the things he's achieved, unreal. Only a New York bulldog, only a bull at a china shop like Trump, and a battle axe like Trump or myself or Augie could accomplish things like that. But Trump is a billionaire. I'm not rich enough to ever run and win the presidency. Trump was. So he did what I would have done if I had had $1 billion. But, you know, I'm a son of a butcher. It's not that easy once you start out with zero to ever become that rich that you can run for president of the United States. Let's grab some more calls. Let's grab Janie in Pennsylvania on line one. Janie, you're on with Wayne Root. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sir, and Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
My question is, if the Democrats got in, and I can see, you know, with this 9 months of post-birth abortion business, why couldn't, I can see criminals saying, hey, wait a minute, he was just a post-birth abortion. It was only 50 years ago. You know, I'm just a little late on it, you know, like...
All right, Janie, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to take you when we come back because we're heading out for the segment. What do we got, like 30 seconds, Chris? All right, we'll take Janie on the way out of this segment, and we'll finish up the show with more calls. We got David on hold. We got Al on hold. We got Ted on hold. We got Janie leading off. And I want to mention Dr. Joseph Williams. What a great guy. Merry Christmas to you, Dr. Joe, sponsor of this show. If you're a guy with hair loss, if you're a guy with thinning hair, if your head is like a cue ball, this is the guy you want to know. Number one hair replacement surgeon in the United States of America, and you get a free trip to Vegas to boot. People come from all over the world and all of the country. This guy is numero uno, number one hair replacement in the country and in the world. Stay tuned for his commercial. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, one of my fans, Lisa, sent me a text, and it's a photo she shot out of her car from the car window, and it's a sign on someone's property, and it says, "Did you know? One out of three Democrat supporters are just as stupid as the other two." That's a great one. Thank you, Lisa. I really appreciate that. That's a good one. One out of every three Democrat voters is as stupid as the other two. That's pretty clear from the Democrat debate the other night. I'm going to grab calls in a second, but I want to mention in New York State, in Long Island, not far from where I grew up, they've arrested 100 MS-13 gang members, including many illegal aliens, and they've got them on things like murder and attempted murder and drug importation into the United States and drug trafficking and drug dealing. And meanwhile, there's another headline. Parts of Mexico are as dangerous as Middle East war zones like Syria and Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan. And that's what we're allowing into the United States. And then in the Democrat debate last night, Mayor Pete Butthead, who thinks with his butt clearly, would compensate fast-track citizenship for illegal minors separated from their families. So would compensate them, meaning pay them reparations and fast-track their citizenship because, of course, they came illegally into my country and your country, and we got to give them things because we weren't nice to them. They broke into the country illegally. So think about this. Someone breaks into your house and they could get cut on the glass as they come into your house and they sue you and you're supposed to give them money. If they'd never broken in, they wouldn't have gotten hurt. So don't tell me that we owe reparations to illegal aliens. They never should have come in the first place. There should be a giant wall. If they didn't come in, we wouldn't owe them anything. I don't owe them anything. They owe us. What about reparations for American citizens? That's got to be a column I got to write. I just thought of it. I believe in reparations. There need to be reparations for American workers who were displaced by illegal aliens. We shouldn't be paying them reparations. Every illegal in America, including the ones who have become citizens, should get taxed each year, a reparations tax, to pay American workers whose wages are down or who don't have jobs at all because you took their jobs and lowered their wages. How about that one? All right, let's take David in Detroit on line two. David, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Real good, Wayne. Great show. I really enjoyed listening to it. And those are some really good ideas I heard you just talking about.
Thank you.
What I want to talk about is the waste of time that this impeachment has really done in the House. For you and I, if we don't do our jobs, if we don't do our work, we don't get paid.
Right.
And I don't understand how anybody that's in the House that's been focused on this impeachment has really been doing their own work. How they can get paid for that. I think they should be, in the end, when this goes to the Senate, and it will, and Trump will not be found guilty of anything.
No, they'll acquit him in a day. He'll be acquitted.
And then I think what should happen is everyone that was involved in the House should have to pay back their wages that they received while they were working on this because they really weren't doing their work.
Well, listen,
it's been a colossal waste of time.
David, there's two ways to look at it. They're both intelligent ways to look at it. Number one is your way. You know, they did not do their job. They should not be paid. I agree. But my way is lucky that they did that. Because if this U.S. House, this specific House, was busy focusing on issues for the American people instead of impeachment, everything they passed would be horrible for the American people. It'd be great for illegal aliens. It'd be great for felons. It'd be great for people on welfare who mooch off the system, lazy bums who suck us dry like vampires. But it would never do anything. All they would do, if they didn't do impeachment, they'd be taxing you and me. So anything they would do, we've interrupted bad stuff. Anything they do would be bad. It reminded me years ago, there was a terrible snowstorm, and some guy said every time Congress is closed in Washington, D.C., because of a blizzard, the country loses $100 million on a day Congress is closed. And my reaction to that was, that's a good day. That's cheap. On a day they're in service working in Congress, we must lose $300 million. So I'll take the snow days. So that's my thought. I'm a big term limits guy, you know? Every congressman should have two terms, one term in office, one term in prison. That's how you handle Congress. All right, thank you, David. Let's take Al in Tennessee on line three. Al, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Wayne.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, this news media is about to get to me. CNN, ABC, all of them.
Well, you do know there's a museum in Washington, D.C. dedicated to news media, and it just closed. It went out of business because nobody went there. They actually think they're important and somebody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody went to the news museum.
I hope they closed every one of them.
Yeah, I'd like to close all of them down. Yeah.
Anyway, what happened to the Tea Party? What happened to, we need Americans to organize like an organized effort around the United States.
I'm with you, Al.
Protesting news media.
Hey, Al, we got to run. It's the end of the show for the day. It's Friday's last moment. It was with you, Al. So thank you for calling in and thank you for your thoughts. But the music is playing and it's time to go, at least playing in my ear, for radio. I don't think it does it on TV till it's actually over. But having said that, bye, Al. Merry Christmas to you. Sorry we didn't get some more calls. Al's right. Where is the Tea Party? Well, of course, it dissipated when Trump was elected. It was there because Obama got elected. Anyway, Merry Christmas to all of you. I'll see you on Monday. We'll take calls the whole hour. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. You're all great people. I love my audience. And make sure you stay tuned for My Doctor Suggests, the sponsor of the show. It's a great sponsor. They paid for the show for a long time now. It's cold and flu season, and silver may be the best defense against cold and flu. And these guys got it going on. I never get colds. I never get flu. I never lose my voice, not 1 minute, because of My Doctor Suggests coming up now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.